This is great.
All right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
Take three.
Take three.
Okay. So, the Oxygen Channel had a conversation with me. I've already told it once. So, I watch the Christmas Affair one. It ends. Then, the Oxygen Channel asked me if I want to watch another Affair one.
I understand what you mean. It draws you in. You don't have a choice.
Yeah. So, I was like, yes, I'm livid. Fuck affairs. Mm-hmm. Let's do another. Mm-hmm. So I click on the Criminal Confessions Season 3, Episode 1, Premiere. And it's about a cumwot who lives in Colorado, not very far from Idaho, where we reside. Mm-hmm. Never been. Would love to go. Colorado's pretty gorgeous.
Fun. Yeah.
And my soul grandpa lives there, I think. But anyway, that's, I'll reveal who he is.
Okay.
If anybody knows me and my obsession with the ID channel, I guarantee you, you guys can all know and guess right now who my soul grandpa is. Oh, he's amazing. Anyway, and we are going to do one of his shows because this is his last season.
Oh.
And he won't be doing any more.
Oh.
And he's my favorite.
Oh, is it the one guy?
Yeah.
With the voice? Kendrick. Oh, okay.
Anyway, now I'm sad for different reasons.
I haven't
reasons.
Watched the show.
Oh my god. Dude.
I knew that was coming.
Anyway, we're not going to talk about him because I'll get sad. Like I said, soul grandpa. Anyway, but we all are going to go to Colorado. So, on August 12th of 2018, Shannon Watts was dropped off at home by her friend from a working trip.
Okay.
She worked for the company that sells from home products with the L. And we've taken three takes of this show already. And if you guys thought, you know what, Shawn Marie's on point and she has looked up what that company was.
No.
Sure didn't. So she worked at home. I know that. She made very good money. She was very good at it.
Good. Good.
This I know.
Was it L'Oreal?
No.
No, I'm playing.
I don't know. Do y'all make money off of that? Every chick I know that sells that shit works at Walmart.
Avon.
Oh, dude, I know some Avon chicks. Yeah. See? I have a friend, Amber, who sells Mary Kay. If you guys want Mary Kay, I can hook you guys up.
I have Mary Kay and Avon hookups also.
Yeah. They're pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, and I know people with Costco cards.
Why are we trying to hustle people? Because we don't even have any sponsors. We don't know any of them. We don't know anything about any companies. Unless you want us to sponsor you, and then we know everything about you, and we love you. But anyway, so let's go to Colorado.
So homegirl got dropped off from a trip.
Yep. And they have one of those Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
Which only worked for that day, for some that night, and then it broke. Mm. Tragic. Things happen. Anyway. So, the next day, she goes to go check on her because she is pregnant. And she has some medical issues. She's not always feeling the best of spirits. Mm-mm. Sometimes she's sore. It's kind of hard for her to get her day going some days. Other days, she's rocking it.
Yeah.
So, she calls Cumwat Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Watts. And says, I can see shoes. Her car's here. She's not coming to the fucking door and the door's locked, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm pounding. Her kid's there with her, her teenage kid. He's knocking while she's on the phone. Like, we are not giving up, bro.
Yeah.
And so she says, guess what? I'm going to call the popo. I'm calling him. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm the fuck down. She's at a friend's house. She's probably somewhere. I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trip, dude. Calm down. Don't call the police. Uh-huh. So the friend hangs up and she calls the police. Now, if something happens to me and you guys wait for him to get there before you call the police.
See, that's my first instinct,
you
though.
Failed.
But that's protection for you.
No. If you're at my house, dude, and you know
to come in your house.
If you can see everything that you know.
Yeah.
Dude, if my truck is here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. If you know that I'm here and, like, Eric says I'm not with him. Where the hell am I, Jean? I don't leave my house with anyone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, there is an alert someone. We have an issue.
Okay.
Anyway, this friend knew. Something ain't right. So she calls a po-po.
Uh-huh.
Cops show up. And they do. They see everything in the radioing back. And they're like, oh, we see the shoes over. And we see the car. Mm-hmm. No one's coming to the door. And they're banging on the door. And they're like, not yourself. Nothing. Then you see Chris Watts.
Pulling up.
Yep. You see come walk. Come up. Pull up.
Mm-hmm.
Come walk. Gets out of the car. Truck. Walks over to the officer. And this dude's eyes, dude, are as big as quarters. And he's like, hello? You want Jesus Christ. He's like, you want in? Let's go. Sorry, you guys. It barks at me. I don't know why. Anyway.
You got a text?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
But, so he opens the door. And he's like, yeah, look around. Sure. I don't know where they could be. And so the friend's walking. The friend goes in, too, because she's like, move, Chris. I'll tell you what's not right.
Wow.
Like, she knew some shit.
Yeah.
And you know that your friends know your business.
If you're that close and helping someone and checking on them every day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while at the vacation, the food, the girls' trip or whatever, the work trip, she took it with friends, so I call it a girls' trip. I mean, if you're going anywhere with your girls, it's a girls' trip. Hey. Anyway.
Always fun.
Always. But anyway, she got an alert from the bank. And the bank's like, your credit card has been used at a restaurant for like a very high amount.
Is this correct?
Yeah, is this you? And she's like, mm-hmm.
I like when banks do that. I don't really get that.
That's when you do that whole, mm-hmm, it is. I obviously forgot where I ate tonight. What's it called? Mm-hmm. Okay. That was me. You handle your shit, and you get cray-cray. Anyway.
I don't remember.
So this friend knows something's amiss.
Yeah.
She knows girl's under some shit, and that she was going to go confront Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. This is what they... I don't like to believe the TV. I just say what the TV tells me. I do believe the TV, I guess. Anyway, so Chris goes and he's like, okay, so her, their daughter, Bella, who's 4 years old, and their daughter, Cece, who's 3. She's pregnant with a boy and they're going to name him Nico, which is so cute. So, so precious. And Shannon was born... She was born on January 10th of 1984. And, anyway. So, they go, the neighbor comes over. And he goes, well, my camera kind of faces their driveway.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not the best shot in the world. But maybe I caught something.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Chris's face drain.
Mm.
And he's like, you what? Uh-uh. And so he's like, well, and the cop's like, well, let's go watch it. And so Chris goes with him. And he's fidgeting. And he's like not looking at the screen. And he's looking at his phone. And he's like pacing. And he's walking around. And he's acting weird. And they watch it, and they see him, and they're like, and they see him back up into their garage, and then the cop's like, well, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm loading my cooler, I'm loading this, I'm loading that for work. He works at an oil field, so he's like, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, I'm getting my shit for work. And he is just...
Nervous.
Nervous. Mm. Nervous as can be.
Forgot about that damn Ring camera. See, nowadays, well, it's, you're and not then, gonna get away with murder now.
Oh, hell no. I don't think so. Try. Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry.
Try. But anyway, and the friend points out that, like, something is not right here in this house. Her phone was her life.
Yeah.
It's sitting on the banister. And even Chris picks it up and he's like, Oh, this is her lifeline. Oh, she doesn't have her phone. Oh, no. Well, then the cop gets him in the closet and he's like, so, bro, how are you two? Like, what's up with this marriage here? What's up? And he's like, oh, we're going to separate, bro. We're going to divorce. Like, we're just doing it. And he's like, oh, we're handling it well, you know. She's mad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, there we have, like, not, like, I'm not, I didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile.
Did he have an alibi?
That he went to work. He was at work.
Oh.
Is what he says. And his GPS from the truck shows that he was at his work site.
What does phone GPS say?
Same thing.
Huh.
So, so, she's missing. Her and the two babies are missing. He's trying to make everybody believe that they are just gone. And they left.
They abandoned him. Yep. And she's just being a biatch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, on August 15th, they're like, we need to talk to you, bro. On, like, a for real level.
Uh-huh.
Like, now they find out he has an affair. He's having an affair.
Oh.
With this woman. And there's pictures. And there's texts. And there's emails. And there's the whole spiel. She believes, and this poor woman believes, that there is, like, a legit separation here. That, like, everybody was clear that there was a separation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says his wife was not on that level. Page.
No. She wasn't aware of the affair.
No. Mm. She had become aware of.
Yeah, when she was gone.
But the yeah. Way.
Okay.
That's when her thoughts kind of confirmed.
Yeah.
And her death was the result. You
deny, deny, deny
yeah.
until the girl calls you and says, hey.
So, right? So, they're talking to him and they're talking to him and it's getting kind of fucking boring. And he's like, before I talk to you guys, can I talk to my dad?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, you sure can. In this recorded room with video and audio. Yes. And they leave and they all run to the viewing room. And the dad sits down and he's like, son, the fuck happened? He doesn't say that. I'm really good at being dramatic. But he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, he says that his wife killed the two girls. So he killed her in Cece's room. And disposed of them, but he did it only out of anger because she had killed the children.
What?
Mm-hmm. Let that sink in for 1 second, guys. This poor girl. This poor, poor girl. And so they're talking to him or whatever because they come back in and they're like, I'm sorry, but you murdered what now? Babies are dead? Huh?
There wasn't evidence in the room of
mass. No, the sheet was gone, but there was a sheet in the hamper too. So they were just like, oh, that's the sheet. You know. They didn't know it was a homicide or anything like that. And there was no blood or anything like that. She didn't die in a gory way.
Hmm.
And so he says that she killed the girls, so he killed her. And that's the story he sticks with for a minute. And the cop tells him, she's like, dude, this lady officer who's fucking badass. Anyway, but she tells him, she's like, so you're good with the public knowing that you're saying she murdered her babies. You're good with that. And he's like, yeah, because that's what happened.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. Why would you kill your babies because you're mad at homie for cheating? What?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay.
The whole thing's dumb.
My opinion.
Okay, so I'm gonna play you guys something real quick.
My daddy is a hero. He helped me grow up strong. He helped me snuggle too. He reads me books. He ties my shoes. If you're a hero, blue and blue, my daddy.
So that was a video of Bella Watts singing a song about her daddy and how much she loves her daddy, and she's 4 years old.
Oh,
God, it's so heartbreaking. Anyway, that's why I'm kind of glad this one's like a short one and there's like no real mystery to it, and it's just heartbreaking and sad. And I just hate that he's the premiere of a show, because he is just like the lowest of the lowest type of human being, and it's just so disgusting.
Why'd the girls have to die?
Because he wanted to start a new life with What's Your Fucking Bucket. A brand new one. A whole brand new one. Now try paying that bitch. Anyway, you guys might think I'm mean, but truly, it's the way I feel.
That would just be chill and okay.
Yeah, that everybody would just think that, like, they took off and fucking started whatever and just left. Why someone in their right mind would think that that is believable is beyond anyone's comprehension. It really is. And... hold on, I'll show you. Hold on, I'll show you guys how much she loved this motherfucker. Hold on. We gotta have an ad. Sorry. It's not even an ad you guys can see. Suck it up.
I mean, when I was negative and I lived and breathed negativity, it showed on my family, it showed on my children, it showed on myself. It shows. Like, it really, truly shows. So, you have to, what I do now is, and again, don't get me wrong, I have my bad days. I have my off days. We all do. We're human, right? But on those days, I choose to do something that will bring me up, whether it's reading a book or reading a quote or reading something, finding something positive to read.
Well, good.
Because I'm choosing to be better in life, and I choose happiness. I choose... drama-free life. I want a drama-free life. Oh my gosh. Colorado makes me feel like it's drama-free life, because Colorado is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Sorry. But that's how I feel. I feel at peace here in Colorado. And everyone wonders why we moved to Colorado, because I do. I feel at peace here. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to describe it. I feel at home, if that makes sense at all. So, I don't know if I am helping anyone.
That's her dog, not mine.
Comment something. I feel like I'm rambling. I'm not making sense. But I felt like I needed to share today. Share from my heart. I never make sense. Sometimes I feel like I ramble. That's my insecurity coming in. It's my confidence trying to attack me. But I feel like I can relate to somebody, and somebody can relate to me and feel the same, you know? I was never the smartest kid on the block. I worked my tail off to fight through school. I was not a book. Like, Chris is a book smart person. He reads something one time and he's like, it's memorized. Me, on the other hand, I was the one staying up to 2 o'clock in the morning studying and still struggling. I'm a horrible test taker. Horrible test taker. I can know all the answers, but put that test in front of me and I bomb it. Or I struggle. And I've always struggled, through school. I've always a lot She's of things, so pretty. Like insecurities, mm-hmm. all of it played. I think it played a huge role in my.
I don't
my,
get the.
Everything. So.
Bad but juju then vibes. The thing about you know, me like that when is you're different. You're like, oh yeah.
Then.
You did it.
What's different about me is I've never given up.
This is his wife.
Yeah. A lot of you know my you guys. Part of my story. My health challenges, bad relationships, things that could have knocked somebody down completely hardcore. But the thing is I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. And I also believe people are placed in our life for a reason. And I remember when I went through something major in my life, good relationship, gone bad. And I remember coming out feeling the weakest I've ever felt in my life. Like I was no good. I wasn't good enough. My insecurities got deeper, stronger. And I felt like I was not worthy of anything. And I remember a friend, and I'm going to give her a shout out because... I met her through a job, Amber Matthews, Amber Matthews now, Amber, sorry, Shad, but we're not close, like super close right now, but we're still friends. And when we met, I remember she took me for my first pedicure, she took me to buy clothes. We were going clothes shopping and I was putting on shirts that were 2 times bigger than what I needed. And she was like, that is way too big for you. I'm like, no, it's not. It's perfect. And she's like, no, Shanann, it doesn't. And she Such helped a pretty me name, regain confidence yeah. that Such I didn't a pretty name. Know I even had. She helped me find me. And, you know, through that, I've met so many people in my life that have helped me through all of that, help me build my confidence, help me, you just have to surround your people that, or surround yourself with people that want better for you, just like they do for themselves, and if you do that, like, you're on top of the world when you have people that surround yourself, that you surround yourself with, that make you better, like, they don't bring the bad out of you, they bring the good out of you. And from that point on, I fought like hell. I worked my tail off. I busted my butt. I was never a big dreamer sort of thing because my insecurities brought me down. But I remember when I was single for a long time and my goal was to buy a house. I was tired of paying someone else's mortgage because, you know, that's what you do when you rent. And I wanted to buy a house. And I wanted to buy a house that I could resell one day and make a profit off of. And so I worked and worked and worked and worked. I lost a lot of friends because a lot of my friends were still young. We were still young. And I was 25 years old when I built my first house. My family doesn't come from money. We always worked hard for what we had. And I did. I bought my first house at 25 years old. And that was the biggest accomplishment I felt I've ever done because I did it by myself. I did it by working my tail off for it.
This is really how I am during shows too. Constantly talking.
I had that to show for it. You know?
Sorry.
And then I met Chris. my health challenges happened. I was diagnosed with some health challenges. And then I met Chris. I met Chris because of those health challenges. My friend sent me a friend suggestion for him. It was actually his cousin's wife. And I deleted it. I was like, I'm not interested. I don't want to meet a guy. Bye-bye. So I deleted her friend suggestion for him. I was diagnosed 2 months later. And I went through one of the, I would say, darkest times of my life because things just got scarier, worse. I thought my life was crumbling underneath me and I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't have a lot of friends at the time because a lot of my friends, friends I did have, I lost because they didn't understand that I looked perfectly fine and I felt horribly inside, horribly. I felt a lot of discomforts, a lot of aches, a lot of bad moods. I met a lot of friends online. And
how sad.
In the part where I gave up on everything, I quit my job. It was kind of temporarily, but kind of quit my job of 9 years. I just said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm you don't understand me. You don't understand what's going on in my life. And I quit. And I got a friend suggestion, friend request from Chris. I was in a really, really,
dude, she gets
really
so happy when she says his name.
I got friend request from Chris on Facebook. So sad. And I was like, oh, what the heck? I'm never going to meet him. Except, well, one thing led to another. And 8 years later, we have two kids. We live in Colorado. And he's the best thing that has ever happened to me. And because of my health challenges, because I got so sick, I let him in. And he only knew me at that time. He knew me at my worst. And he accepted me. And, you know, through your vows, like through sickness and everything, he's been there. He was the one that let me lay on him and fall asleep for 3.5 hours on his lap while he had to pee. He is the best thing that has ever, ever happened to me. So with that being said, know that no matter what, and I can go on forever with this story, like, but I want to cut it short so I don't bore you guys. Know that no matter how hard life gets, no matter how low you feel, know that deep down, like in your heart, that there's a purpose, there's a reason for everything. We may not understand it at the time. It's hard to understand it at the time. I'm telling you, when I met Chris, I pushed him away. I gave every excuse for him to run. I mean, I gave him an out every single day. I gave him an out. And if you guys know my story with Chris, you know I gave him an out. I mean, he went to my colonoscopy. I tortured him. I rejected him. I pushed him away time and time and time again. Cancel dates last minute, because that's how life is with my health challenges. You cancel things last minute, and it's hard for people to get. It's hard for me to understand. But he stuck around, and he stuck around because he was the one for me, and he is amazing, and I can't tell you how wonderful he is. But on top of all of that, when I got sick, I reached out to support groups online.
Dude, how mad does that make you? Like, on a for real note.
She doesn't seem like a terrible person. I don't understand what his problem is.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You know? It's like, okay, so we watch, and she was big with, like, Facebook Live and videos, and she really did record their whole lives. It's very precious. You can go... And, like, I think she has her own channel and everything.
Oh, wow.
You can go and watch all their home videos and shit. Super sad. Oh, it's just so heartbreaking. Those babies were so precious. But anyway, so, like I said, he blames it on her. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, well, if she did this horrible thing, that amazing woman you just heard, if she did this horrible thing, where are they?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did you do?
Where's the bodies?
So when he backed into the garage, he threw the mother of his children on the floor on the in the back in a sheet. Put his alive children in the truck. Drives to an oil field with two towers. Gets out. Disposes of Shanann in a shallow-ass grave. Shallow. Mm-hmm. He goes and smothers his baby.
What do you mean?
With her blanket. He kills her. And shoves her in the oil tank. And then he goes back. And the daughter watched her sister die and be strangled. She watched the whole thing.
Oh.
And he comes back to the truck and he says he's not sure if she asked it or if it's just like what haunts him. But she asked, are you going to do to me what you did to Sissy or something along that line? And he says he doesn't know if he answered her or not. And then she said, Daddy, please don't. And he smothered her with the same blanket and went and shoved her body through the top of the oil tank. These were not big holes. Mm-mm. At all. They were shoved. Each one of them was put into one.
Oh, God.
It's a mixture of oil and water.
Yeah.
The people that got those babies out of those have never been the same, they said. Like, that was the worst, because they had to drain it.
Well, you know how hot that shit gets.
Well, no, it's cold.
The...
It's water and oil mix. It's just sitting out there.
No.
It's not, like, hot.
Oh, okay.
It's just watery and oily. And those babies were just...
So they wouldn't have found him unless of his confession?
Yeah. Yeah. And he gave his confession so that he didn't get the death penalty. Well, and like, they honestly didn't know if they would ever know the whole story. And then he came to them after getting sentenced, and he was like, all right, you guys, I'll tell you what happened. Huh. You guys don't have to speculate anymore. And even the neighbor, when Chris left the neighbor's house, he holds the cop back a little bit, and he's like, that motherfucker's acting weird.
Yeah, this is not normal behavior.
Like, that shit you guys just saw is weird. And even the interviews he gives to, like, the press, because the press comes to his house, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll give you guys an interview. Wherever they are, I mean, if anybody has them, bring them back. Like, you know, this place isn't the same without them. And it's just so...
acting?
Weird, yeah, because then he smiles at weird times. And I know I just got done saying it's horrible to assume people aren't acting the right way or whatever. I don't know how you act after dumping your fucking family's bodies and going and shaking a cop's hand. That's where he was coming back from. He had just tossed their bodies. So he's come in. He just got rid of their bodies, and there's already a cop at his house.
Yeah.
So time has shortened.
Yeah.
And the mistress came forward. Well, they already knew because the emptying his phone and going through all that, their background on him. Mm-hmm. But she did come forward, and she was like, I am the other woman. Oops. But, like, same thing with chicks, dude. And that's the thing. So, Christopher Watts. Come Watts. What did he get? He pled guilty on November 6th of 2018 to multiple counts of murder in the first degree. The deal of his thing was a death penalty would be taken off the table. He got 8 life sentences without parole and 3 years. He had to serve them all consecutively. He got the wrongful termination of a pregnancy with Nico Watts, who was 15 weeks old. He told everybody where the bodies were on August 15th. By the way, that's the day after he got arrested, and he was fired the day he got arrested too, on the 15th. And on December 3rd, 2018, he was moved out of state, out of the Colorado prison, due to security concerns. On December 5th, he got to Dodge Correctional Institution, a maximum prison in Winnipeg, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin? I don't fucking know. I probably just butchered that. But he's in Wisconsin now, doing his time there, because... for some reason, people front upon you killing your pregnant wife and children all for a mistress. Highly frowned upon.
Yeah.
In the prison system. Yeah. Children crimes are not a...
I was wondering why he didn't want the death penalty, because that would be better than you want the next
50
years of your life.
You
want
to know one of the reasons?
Every day by these folks. You know how what they're going to do to him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or you live with the other chomos and protection. Sorry.
Oh, no, say it. Chomos.
I act like I've been there, have a couple personal connections, but no, I've not had that experience.
No, chomo's a good word. I've dealt with it. That's a good word.
I know that, yeah, you don't want to...
It's just horrible. Anyways. Well, and he wasn't a chomo. He was just a kid killer. Sorry.
Yeah.
We went on a little tirade.
Any crimes against
children. There was no sexual crimes against his children. I don't want anybody to get confused. Just their sad, horrible deaths. And they drove out there asking him what was wrong with mommy. Like, why mommy was on the floor, he says. You know what's real sickening about the whole thing? Is when this disgusting human being goes to jail. And I am judging every one of you women. I am at the moment, actually. That sent this motherfucker love letters. What in the fucking fuck were you thinking when you sat down to tell this person how fucking amazing he is? And oh, how great he is. I will hypothetically suck your dick off this goddamn paper.
Is this because he's handsome? Or they think he's handsome?
Well, yeah. They think he is. He does have the bad boy look. But he's only a year younger than my husband.
But not like...
You know what I mean?
I think Kid Killer would be a hard line.
He killed his pregnant wife and was having an affair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because what happens when he gets mad at the other lady? That's probably why she came forward.
Well, no, she came forward because she's, like, married. WTF. Huh? Mr. Separated. And then it came out that, like, this is all her fault. And, of course, they do the women blaming, the shaming, and the whatever, what I'm doing.
It takes two to...
It does.
God almighty, folks. Calm
but
down.
You don't ever know.
No,
you know what that other what the result of what you're doing is it fucking worth it?
And who's it gonna affect?
You gotta think, when you go into doing this, you're not just affecting you, you're affecting him, her, children. You know what I mean?
How old were these babies? A whole family. Again?
4 and 3. Ugh. And 15 weeks pregnant with his firstborn son. With his first son, sorry.
Why don't you just drop these little babies off at the hospital? And then leave.
Why kill him?
Yeah.
Why?
Leave and tell him to go to the neighbor's house. She sings that precious song. You know?
My daddy is my hero. My daddy is my hero. Are you fucking kidding me? And then some bitches want to sit out there and send this dude fucking love letters. What the hell is wrong with this world? I can't say certain words because people get offended and get sad. But yet...
And confrontational.
And people want to fight me because I'm like, ooh, I say gay in the wrong way. Or whatever. I say the F word in the wrong way. Or whatever. Not the fuck word. But you guys know what word.
It's
the other F word.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't dropping...
I'm not offended.
You will, obviously. But like, I can't say these things on here because people are sensitive and whatever.
Yeah.
But yet... I can send a love letter to someone like Chris Watts.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happens to him. No shame falls upon me.
Imailinmates.com.
Like, are you... I'm telling you bitches right now. Y'all got some fucking problems, bro. You need to search deep down into the inner sides.
Go take a college course. Find a good guy. You know.
Jean's all about school, guys. Well, I don't fucking know why. She's ramping it on everything.
It's self-reflection.
Sure.
It's doing something good for yourself. And getting you away.
Or maybe ask a friend. Ask somebody. Well, be like, hey, I want to send a love letter to Chris Watts. And watch your friend be like, bitch, you are dumb. You know what he did, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can send him some hate mail and then be at the end like, P.S. would suck dick. If given opportunity, would be down. Like, that's legit.
Yeah.
If it starts out with, like, you worthless piece of shit, the devil made a hot one. You know, that's a good song. That's a good title to a song. Feel free to steal that, anybody. The devil made a hot one.
That can be put on the back of a t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Write that down.
She's making notes.
You guys, I have cute little notebooks with, like, it is what it is. All over it. Like,
she's
I'm
very
in
organized.
Cute
You're doing
school.
My taxes.
No, I'm not. I can't even add.
The devil made that a hot one?
The devil made a hot one.
Okay.
But, like, legitly. I gotta make sure that's not fucking copyrighted somewhere. God damn
it. It is now.
More fucking homework. Anyway.
Just capitalize every first letter, you'll be all
right. Right?
Okay.
Anyway. So, like... Shame. Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame. I have officially shamed you.
But if people want to write...
Well, I mean, you can.
Folks.
I realize that, like, Ted Bundy, all those motherfuckers had groupies and whatever.
That's what you are, though.
But, like, you're a groupie to Chris Watts. Kaka. Like... Yeah,
he has to do stuff to stay alive in there that you probably, or maybe they like.
No, right now he's in a Mac, so he's like just chilling like a bitch, little maid bitch.
Oh, were they
sucking cum watts? Yeah, just amongst the other scared inmates. Which is whatever. I mean, he's gonna die there. Thank God he'll die there.
Yeah.
But you don't need no damn fans, you sick piece of shit.
Well, we have fans?
Yeah, because I'm shaming them. Like, no one's my fan because I do it. No one's like, yeah, I love that bitch. She be killing people. I'm not like, I'm slaying life. But like, not folk. That's like kind of slaying life. But not people.
Yeah.
You know? So, shame. Now, sit in your shame for a second. Hopefully it was only the one message where you were just like, I gotta get this out because my panties are wet. And I just, wow, if I could, I woulda.
Yeah.
Moment. And let's forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're still a pen pal, for shame upon you. That is not love. And it's weird, creepy love.
Yeah.
Weird ass, creepy love. I wonder if you can have sexual relations in Wisconsin.
I know. They hardly
can ever... Can you have conjugals?
They hardly ever do conjugals, even in the... And I don't think it's even an option in the federal one.
Well, some places have, like, little campers that you go live in. Yeah.
You have to be married.
Ted Bundy got married in prison. Douchebag cumwats good, too.
But the wife didn't live there. They do that in other countries. Have you seen that?
No, Jean, we're not going to talk about other countries.
Oh. Yeah, the whole family moves into prison with them.
Oh, hell no.
Well, because he's the breadwinner.
So well, can you opt out? Why is he even going to prison? We can't be in prison at home?
Anyway, that's another episode. I'll explain that. Now
I'm
going
to have
later.
To go on a tyrant and fucking be mad about this. Wherever you guys live at and that happens, just know I'm about to defend the fuck out of you. Just know that when this gets brought up,
yeah,
I'm going to have your back very strongly on that topic. But yeah, so Cum Watts is going to die. Chris Watts will die in prison in Wisconsin.
Is he just going to hang out or are they going to execute him?
No, he's going to just live there.
Oh.
That's the deal. That he gets to live out his days being admired by... chicks who need to go and make sure their medication is on the same level it needs to be on. Take offense if you want. I hope you fucking do.
But take your meds too.
Because, like, that's one person that I just... She's pregnant with your baby. And you got on top of her and took her life with your bare hands. Oh, yeah, she died from strangulation. Sorry.
Terrifying is that?
Yeah, being pregnant, the whole thing, chaotic. You're just confronted him about an affair. Shit happens. He claims it happened during sex. I hardly fucking doubt it. I've been knocked up. You ain't fuck. Come on,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Come on. We ain't getting into that. But like, WTF, dude, but you got on top of your woman with your baby there and you took her life. And then you load your children into a vehicle.
With their dead mother.
With their dead mother. Take them somewhere and take their precious little lives. And I am glad he had maybe a good 15 fucking minutes to soak it all in. Because he had 15 minutes before he had to pull up and be like, holy shit, a cop's here.
Yeah.
She didn't listen. She reported me. Fuck.
I got some explaining to do.
Well, yeah, because I imagine if he would have had the time, I'm pretty sure the cell phone, the purse,
mm-hmm.
kids' stuff, I mean, all that stuff would have come up gone. You know what I mean? With given time. I'm sure there was a story worked out somewhere where he would report them in a day. Whatever. I'm sure he had a plan.
Yeah.
But just take a minute, dude, and just be amazed at that amazing friend. Didn't let her friend down.
That's the same one she gave the shout out to?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. But just, you did the most amazing thing for your friend and you didn't let your friend down.
Yeah, because they took him to jail right away. Sounds like.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew he was full of shit.
Yeah.
Well, and he failed the lie detector test. Like, you see the lady that gives it to him and she's explaining it to him. And she's like, bro, you failed every question.
But those are inadmissible in court.
It is, but that's how they judge your honesty still to this day in the cop shop.
Yeah.
If you pass, they're kind of like, oh, well, he passed, so let's move on to the next guy.
Yeah.
But he failed every question. I'm sure the only one he got right was, my name is Cumwatts. Like, I'm sure that's all. Chris, sorry. I'm sure that's all he said. Like, I'm sure that was the only green one on there. The rest were all little red checky marky, like, X's. Like, dude fucking failed. So, he's gonna rot. Sorry, Wisconsin. You get Colorado's trash.
Yeah.
But who knows? Inmate justice is swift sometimes. Even in the places where there are other scared people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't like what you did. In prison is not a place to be when someone is against your crime. Usually that's when you can partner up.
Especially Colorado prison.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Prison Valley. Yeah. And that's fucking scary. By the way, I know why. Dude, I don't even know. I don't know where he was in Colorado, but I'm pretty sure it was terrifying because every show I've ever watched out of Colorado. Hope, hell no.
Arizona has a lot of prisons.
I don't give a shit. That's like going to like a third world country to me.
Wow.
Like, I get scared on my couch. I'm like, oh my God, no. Watch out behind you. Do what he says. Get on your knees. Do what he says.
Yeah.
Like, I get so scared. I'm like,
no. Have you watched that 60 Days In?
Yeah, you guys had us watch that. And like, to think that people, if you guys haven't watched 60 Days In... Oh my God, it's where these insane people, they're not insane because they have been tested, go into the jails willingly for 60 days to get the inside scoop and become snitches for,
in theory, to improve
the prison.
The jail.
They say.
It's to make improvements.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea, actually. Yeah, it turns into a
hell snitch. No. And you see stuff that happens and then it's so sad. Like, you walk in automatically and they're like, hey, go
give
take
me
the
your shoes.
Yeah, go take the remote from that big guy over there. Now. What? Huh? Die? Now? Fuck. And then they're like, you, go push the fucking button. What? Oh. And then the cops are like, well, they didn't take to him. Like a fucking pack of dogs. Like, oh, no. He wasn't accepted by the pack. Gotta go. We'll put him in another place. We'll try it again.
Yep.
Put a Band-Aid like,
on him.
Yeah. And just to know that, like, jail's that scary. Like, you walk in and it's like an audition. And, like, they open the door and it's like clink, clink. And you got to walk in there and be like, hi, guys. I'm Sam Jones. And I'm from here. And I did this. And I want to be your friend. I am not shady. I did drugs. No murder. No children. No nothing. Drug addict. Where can I sit?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like you have to do. Because if you walk in there and you put your head down, there's that big guy and he's like, go find out what that pussy did. Ah! I'm the pussy scared. So I'm like, no. Nothing. They got the wrong guy. You know what I mean? Like, prison just... And I can't imagine being...
I didn't suffocate
Christopher
Palmer.
And being like, that's not me on the news. Hey, put that paper down. That's not me. That's my twin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They get the paper.
Yeah.
You don't got Facebook, but you got the paper.
Yeah. And
so,
emails and
yeah, and then people that you call home to and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. Chris Watts is in jail with you. I just watched the news on what that fool did. Mm-mm. And then they tell him and he gets off the phone and he tells everybody else what everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I get why you're scared, bro. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even do it. I'm scared for you, cumwats.
If it was, like, a long sentence, I would almost just request the
execution.
Can I do this in, like, 2 weeks? Because
like, can I'm that be a part be of the okay. deal? Like, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at being picked on. And, like, really just go with a legit, you know, like, just tell, like, I would go and be like, I'm not good at being picked on. I'm very sensitive. And
you don't want to waste taxpayers' money.
Sure.
You know?
And like, I'll bitch about the food. I'll bitch about the heat, the coldness.
Nothing will be right.
Like, nothing. I'm not going to be happy, Your Honor. So can we just, like, you know, Tuesday?
Speed it up.
Tuesday, I'm free. We can just execution Tuesday. I did it. Whatever. That's me. If I do something horrible, I probably never will because I really am a puss.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes to murder. Anyway. But like... I don't know, dude. Cumwats just shocks the fuck out of me because there's these dudes like Susan Powell and like, and we will talk about, oh, her poor tragic story. That poor girl. Anyway, but all these men who are like, oh, instead of divorcing you and just paying you child support, I'm just gonna fucking kill you. Like, why? Why? Is that really worth it? Like, guys, I'm asking the gentlemen, why? You can't just leave her and not pay her like every other guy in America?
Right. It's going to be surprising.
Pop up every month?
Support. Yeah.
Yeah, believe me, she's not going to be shocked, cumwats, when you went and got a girlfriend a month after you guys broke up.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dumb. That bitch didn't come from nowhere. You know what I mean? So, why kill her? Just be like, I'm not in this, you know? Like, oh, baby, that sucks. But you're going to be all right, bud.
Yeah.
Tap her on the shoulder and go.
Yeah.
People, have respect for your partners. I am so famous for telling my husband he's pissing me off. It always starts with, I'm about to kill you. If you don't stop this. But, like, I say it. I put it out there that, like, this is, like, this needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
And, like every other relationship, we've gone through some shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, some deep shit.
Uh-huh.
I didn't kill him. No. Oh, Lord, did I want to.
Yeah. Ice cream helps.
No, it didn't. No, it fucking didn't.
You didn't commit homicide, though.
Oh, I don't even know how I got through half the stuff I've gotten through.
The result is the same.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, it's fine. We're not venting. But it's... I'm not. But it's, like, it's fine. Well, my life is my life. But anyway. Murder him?
Yeah.
Take away
their daddy.
Yes.
When you need a break. And a
yes.
Daughter. That's what I know.
And then you want me to take my baby's lives out your damn mind to know that your baby asks you, is that going to happen to me too?
Ugh.
You monster. Oh, but he's hot. You're fucking sick. Ugh. You guys.
On a real. Could have dropped him off at grandma's porch.
Something.
Drove away before she opened the door. You know, there's a million things he could have done.
A million and
pearls.
One things, dude. It's so
three
horrible.
Three and four.
Yeah.
Just
precious, dude. Beyond all belief. And it's kind of funny because the way.
Her strength. She could have been a single mom.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She could have done it.
Oh, yeah. She would have been baller at it, dude. She could have. Conquered the world. I have no doubt in my mind that she would have been amazing.
Bought a roadhouse at 25.
Yeah, she would have been amazing. I believe at anything that this woman would have been thrown at, I'm pretty sure she would have rocked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just horrible. Absolutely horrible.
It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't necessary, and there are so many other things that could be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this also does, I want to point out that this is one of those things where it's always good to make sure someone in your life knows what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
That truly cares, wants to know, checks in, knows about your life. Because that friend didn't hesitate. She knew something was amiss.
Yeah.
And just be that friend. Hopefully... Never happens. God forbid it does.
She was a good woman. They probably vented and talked and drank a bunch of, well, somebody drank wine.
Huh, someone, not her. Yeah.
Her suspicions. Because every woman knows.
Oh, dude, you know.
You know.
When you're getting cheated on, you know. You know.
You know, until you have to get bitch slapped in the face about 6 times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's absolutely horrible, so that's a sad story.
Or you take a deep breath, and you separate, and you don't kill him, you
that's
leave.
That's what should have happened, but...
Yeah.
Chris Watts is a cumwat.
Cumwat.
And a disgusting human being, and shouldn't even be on this planet. But he is, so... Yeah, in Wisconsin. And we will talk about the Averys, too. Because I get so mad. Ooh, I get so mad. I get so protective of the Averys.
Who's Averys?
Making with... Making Murder? Netflix?
Maybe.
I am looking for a new co-host. If anybody wants to talk about murder...
She's lying.
Please get a hold of me. Anyway, so that's it for this week, guys. It's cumwat. Sorry, but he's a douchebag, and that just upset me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like him. But, yeah, follow us on Twitter, and it is what it is, 208, because that's where we're from. Instagram, it is what it is, pod 19, all one word. Facebook, it is what it is. YouTube, it is what it is, pod 19, YouTube is, It is what it is, a true crime podcast.
Oh, okay.
Very official. Comment, rate us on the nonsense, iTunes or whatever. I saw that someone gave me a 1-star review and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like you when I get to read your shit. But whatever. Not everybody's going to like me like I like me.
Well.
And so, yeah, quit writing Chris Watts. Fuck, get some help. But I love you guys.
Go donate time at the senior center.
And tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas. Hopefully you guys make it through and no creepy cousins, crazy cousins freak out. God bless.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Let's see who makes it.